Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Junk Drawer Podcast. Today, I'm here with my special guest, Chad Chad. Hello, Chad Chad.
Hi.
She was hiding under her desk because I can't handle the pressure of saying hello, welcome to Junk Drawer Podcast in front of others.
Yeah. No, it's okay. I live there. I live down there. That's actually where I'm from.
So how are you? How's your week going?
It's good. It's been kind of crazy. The chair that I'm sitting in sounds like a fart every time I move. So if you so just be wary of that.
A lot of people say that.
Well, I think when I say it, it's true. When I say it, it's because that's actually the case. And other people might be saying it as an excuse, but that's not the case with me. So don't say that it is.
Some people who are lying tend to overexplain themselves.
Yeah, I don't know why they do that. I wouldn't do that. And I never really feel the need to overexplain things. So I don't know why other people feel the need to overexplain things, but I don't do that.
Like, have you ever seen a JCS criminal psychology video?
No, I don't think so. Oh,
it's so specific, but okay, they're like these hour-long videos where like a guy analyzes like a crime scene like tape, like an interrogation tape. Oh. And they'll be like, see, they did that because they were lying about this and this, and their body language says this.
Oh, so, I think I know the genre of what you're talking about.
Yeah, there is kind of like a whole genre of it, but that's like the original like one that does it. But anyways, my point is that I'm JCS criminal psychologizing you.
Okay, well, don't do that. There's no need to do that.
Well, to that I would say, don't tell me what to do. Like,
I feel like that's very combative. So maybe I should be overanalyzing your body language right now and figure out why you're being so defensive.
I have been told I'm quite combative. Did I mention that my chair sounds like a fart when I'm like, What are you drinking right now?
It's a sparkling ice caffeine thing.
What is that?
it's got caffeine in it, but it's not as strong as an energy drink, and it's also not. It's kind of like a soda, but not a soda. It's supposed to be better than you than a soda. Better for you than a soda. I don't know. It's like a seltzer, but it has caffeine in it.
Is it like a what is that called when a water has like bubbles in it and it's like fizzy?
A seltzer?
Sparkling water.
It is sparkling water. Seltzer. It's sparkling ice.
Well, to me, seltzer inherently means like, oh, this is drunk people stuff. This is like alcohol in this.
I don't think. Yeah, you're right. But it's not a seltzer. It's not alcoholic. It's just a caffeine thing. Because I don't like coffee. And I don't like most.
Like the flavor of it? Or like just in general?
I just don't like it in general. And I also don't like energy drinks. So I have to drink this.
You know what's funny? Apparently, I did some research on coffee recently. Because my cat always tries to drink mine. And I like to have like a chocolatey kind of sweet flavor going on in there.
Yeah, sweet.
And apparently, this is kind of gross, but coffee kind of smells like shit to cats. So I don't know what's wrong with him.
Your cat drinks your coffee because it likes the smell of feces.
I don't know what's wrong with him.
What? Does your cat, is it like constantly in the litter box, like trying to smell that shit? Do you have to keep it out of the litter box?
No, he's just strange. Like, I took him to the doctor recently too, because like I thought he was sick. Like, I thought there was something wrong with him because he was just like, his fur was all like spiked up. He was just like, he wouldn't do anything. He was just like, he was just like stuck, like doing nothing.
Wait, what? The hair?
They told me that he was depressed.
Oh no!
I have like a depressed, like shit loving cat.
Probably depressed that he can't drink coffee. I have no
idea.
Maybe
I'm a jerk.
That's
so
sad.
Maybe I'm a freaking bitch for not letting him just drink coffee. Like, Maybe I'm like kink shaming, kind of. Like, you know, there's people with strange fetishes out there.
Just
as long as they're not hurting anyone.
Just fucking kink shaming your cat all the time. That's so sad. You took it to the vet and they were like, like he's depressed?
Yes. Dude, I really thought he was like sick and they were like, yeah, like my best guess for what's going on is he's just really depressed. Like, I don't know. Just try to make him happy.
Just try to make him happy? Do you just have one cat?
I have two cats. So oh. I don't know. I guess his brother isn't doing a good enough job with, you know, keeping him preoccupied or something.
What the fuck? How are you supposed to make a cat happier? I don't really know how you would do that. If he's already got a, like a companion.
Like, I don't know. It was hard for me to grasp the concept because, like, I didn't even know that cats could get depressed. So I was just like, I don't know. He's just like me for real. I don't know.
Yeah.
Like, how am I supposed to help him? This is like the blind leading the blind.
Oh my God. I don't know.
But yeah, I mean, do you have pets?
Yeah, I have two dogs and then I have one cat and I got her recently. She got me because she just showed up on my driveway one day from the woods. Like she came out of the woods and sat on my driveway and she was like half starved to death because she, I guess, just been fending for herself in the woods for
what the hell?
A few weeks or a month or whatever. She was not in good shape, and then she ended up having to go to the vet for, like, I took her to the vet, and they needed to do a blood sample to make sure she didn't have any contagious diseases, I guess, but she was so dehydrated and starved that they had to keep her for, like, a whole weekend on fluids so that they could get to the point where they could take a blood sample from her.
Wow.
It was crazy. But yeah, so that was like September. So she's pretty recent. And then I have the two dogs that I've had for a while.
When you said she came out of the woods, my first thought was like skinwalker, but
yeah. I don't think a skinwalker would, cuz their whole thing is like they try to get you to open the door, right?
Yeah. I mean, I think their whole thing is that they disguise themselves as other things and people. Kind of like The Thing. Have you ever seen The Thing?
Oh, like the alien where yeah. Like more. I just watched that 2 days ago. I just watched it. I just watched the newest one 2 days ago, but I haven't seen any of the other ones.
I just realized that it sounded like I was asking you if you had ever seen just like a thing, like ever.
Have you ever seen an object before? Have you ever witnessed a trinket?
You probably haven't, but just in case, you know.
Yeah. Have you seen anything? Don't get out much. You've probably never seen anything. Not a single thing.
I was just going to say that's crazy. Like, was this a woods? I don't know where you live, so I'm just guessing this is like a woods that's kind of near like a city, at least, like kind of.
It's like there's I'm like trying to describe it in a way that those that geoguessers won't be able to like figure out where my house is and send people to my address.
Is geoguessers a real thing?
Like the game? I just mean, like, people who are really good at geoguessing and can, like, listen to my description of where I live and then find where I live. That's a fear that I have.
Oh, I see. I see. But I thought you, like, came up with that word right now. I was like, I like that.
Geoguesser? No. Yeah, I invented that word. That's a me. I did that. But there's a big area of woods, and I think somebody probably dropped her off in the woods and then like left her there. There is a town like somewhere. I don't know where it is, but I'm sure it's connected. So we don't really know where she was. We don't even know how old she is because she was just so unhealthy that they couldn't tell how old she was at the vet. So I don't even know. I don't even know how old she is. I think she's like probably a year old at this point.
Aw.
Yeah, but she's a nightmare, kind of, now. She's really...
Really?
Yeah, she's really sweet, and she'll come cuddle me at night, and she'll sleep on my chest. She's like, now she is. It took her a while to warm up, but she's also, she'll just attack your feet and your ankles at any time during the day. Mm. You know how cats will have like a period where they're zoomy and they'll get like really hyper. She's like that all the time. You'd never know when she's going to attack you. So you can be walking through the house in the morning and then she'll run and like bite at your ankles and you have to run away from her.
That period of the day when all cats attend their Zoom meetings.
Mm-hmm. The Zoom meetings. Mm. Yeah.
Wait, is this your first cat?
Yeah, it is.
That doesn't surprise me that you're like, what the fuck? It attacks my feet.
No, like I understand it, like, because my friend has cats, and so I was prepared for it. But Bones just does it like at any point during the day. She'll attack you. If she happens to be around the corner when you come around it, she'll just ambush you. It doesn't matter if she's zoomy or not. She just takes the opportunity. And then she wakes me up at the same time every day, just screaming really loudly. And sometimes I'll be,
that's so funny.
I'll be like up editing until 6 a.m. And then I'll go to bed and I'll wake up and she'll wake me up at 10 a.m. Like she'll be up with me at 6 a.m., but she'll still scream and like wake me up at 10 a.m. It doesn't matter how much sleep she's had or how long we've been asleep for, she will wake me up regardless of how tired she is. It doesn't matter. It's 10 a.m. every day.
You gotta kick her out of your bedroom. Like, I kick my cat out of my bedroom just because, like, I cannot sleep with that fool. Like, he's crazy. He'll start, like, eating my hair while I sleep. Like, I love him to death, but
dude,
cannot.
Holy shit. Yeah, I mean, I might have to do that because she is really insane, like, during the night. She has those, she has one of those stick toys with the thread hanging off the end of it. And she's obsessed. Mm. She's obsessed with them. She'll drag them through the house just with her. She has to carry it with her at all times. And
That's cute.
I know, but like when I go to sleep, the second I fall asleep, she starts running with it through the house, and it's like the bell and the feathers and it makes so much noise and she'll just drag it through the house. And so the stick end is like clattering into furniture and on the doorways, and she just like tears through the house with it. So I got up one night and I took it and I put it in my bedside table. And the drawer of my bedside table is the one, it doesn't have a handle. It's like you stick your fingers in there and pull it out.
Mm.
So there's like a little hole where you can see into the table. She saw it through, she saw that her toy was in there. And so I woke up to this cat flipping the table over because she pulled it out like with her paw and grabbed it and ripped it out. She's the smallest cat. Like she's 5 pounds. No, she's like 5 to 7 pounds. She's so small. But she grabbed the stick, flipped over the whole table, not just like on its side, it was upside down. And it was like the table of the bedside table was flat on top of the floor, and it scared the shit out of me. I thought I was being robbed and I like sprint out of bed, but it's just the cat trying to get this stupid toy that she's obsessed with. Oh my God. She's so stressful, but
wow. You know, I can actually relate to that because while I do kick my cat out of the bedroom when I go to bed, he's recently learned how to, like, twist the doorknob to, like, try to, like, get in.
So what?
It'll be, like, the middle of the night. Well, first of all, I have one of those door handles that's kind of, like, it's not, like, a knob. It's, like, one of those ones that sticks out and you could, like, flick it down. Like, you go like this.
Oh, like the latch kind of the thing? Yeah, I know. Yeah.
Exactly. So he learned how to do that. So he'll be doing that super loud. Like I'll wake up and like the doorknob is just like,
what the fuck? Like,
it's scary.
That's horrific. That's horror movie shit. That is so terrifying.
I know. He's not a good person.
My cat's a garbage human. What the hell?
if he was a person, he would be in jail.
He'd be a coffee addict.
For valid reasons.
He would be in jail. It sounds like he would be a burglar, too. He'd be, like, breaking into people's houses with their, like, breaking their doorknobs.
Yeah, literally. He's, oh, my God. He's such a freak. So how did you come up with the whole twinge of cringe thing? Because I love that shit. It's, like, so iconic.
I honestly was trying to find a word that rhymed with cringe. And so I looked it up online, and I just liked the sound of twinge of cringe. But I don't know why I started saying it so weird. I don't know why. I just started doing it, like, really high-pitched. And I don't remember why I started doing that. I don't know which video it is where it's, like, the marker for when I stop saying it right. Because at some point, I just did it normal. And I was just, like, a twinge of cringe. And then it escalated to where I was, like, a twinge! Like, just really high-pitched. And I have no idea why that. I can't remember. I don't know why I started saying it like that. I was probably just bored of saying it in a normal voice. And just started seeing if people would comment and be like, why are you saying it like that? Just to, like, see if people would be like, why don't you just say it normal? I don't know. That's the only thing I can think of. I don't remember.
That's so funny. I feel like that happened so, like, organically, and it kind of just became, like, this is the thing that's gonna happen when I click on a Chad video. And, like, that's the best thing. Like, I feel like I've gone through, like, 5 different catchphrases in my own content because I was like, I want to have a catchphrase. Like, everybody else has one.
Yeah.
And, like, I still have not found one that sticks. I think the closest thing that I've found that viewers actually care about is this thing. This thing that's in the background of my videos and streams. It's like, have you ever seen, like, those therapy, like, squeeze dolls, like, where their eyes, like, pop out of their head?
Yeah.
I have one of those things, and he's, like, really gross and disgusting, and, like, he has veins.
Just, like, in the background?
I'll just show you really quick. Hold on.
Okay.
So.
Oh, I've seen that. I've seen that little dude before.
I don't know if you can see, though. He has, like, veins. Like, he's very, like, he has, like, intense varicose veins or something.
Varicose some veins? I don't know. Oh, my God. That's such a vivid way to describe it.
Oh, what the fuck? Hi.
Kitty cat.
I didn't know that he was even in here.
Aw. Hi, baby.
But this is Eno.
Eno.
He's depressed. And Eno, he likes
poor little guy.
The smell of poop.
Poor little poop guy.
Little poop man.
Little poop guy. Oh.
I'm sure he appreciates that being his legacy.
That probably makes him feel happier.
I think so.
You should make your intro. You should do a rhyme. It should rhyme with varicose veins or something.
Rhyme with varicose veins?
Yeah.
Like schmericose schmains?
There you go. Schmericose shanes.
Schmericose. Who up schmericose and they shanes? Lately, I've just been saying, like, hello, welcome to Nikki Carrion, because I think it's kind of funny to say, like, hello.
You should do like a play on your last name, and because you know how you bring a carry-on on the plane, you should be like, welcome back to Nikki Carrion. I don't know where I'm going with this. You could just, like, do something with luggage. Or
that's true. I mean, I could be like, just watch this already so you could carry on with your life.
Yeah, that's good. I like that. Yeah, you could do like keep calm Keep Calm and Nikki Carry On. You could do that.
That's true. With like that, with that terrible like Tumblr
the font
from like 2012.
Yeah, you could do that. Mm-hmm.
I feel kind of weird encouraging people to say, to use my last name that way, because I feel like my whole life I've been fighting. I've just been fighting for that to end.
You've been fighting your whole life.
I've been just like begging everybody to stop. So it would just be kind of crazy for me to turn around.
Wait, you've been begging people to stop using your last name?
I've been begging them to stop using my last name as like a pun.
Oh.
Like, growing up, teachers would be like, Nikki, carry on, like carry on. You get it? Like, haha. Or they would be like, I don't know. Like, whenever there's like a famous person with your first name, people like automatically kind of drift towards that too. They'll be like, sup, Nicki Minaj. Like,
oh,
like that's happened to me more times than, like, it just haunts me. I used to work at Target and that would happen like a lot. Like, something about being like working at the cash register at Target, like, it possessed people in their like bones and in their soul to like say to me, hello, Nicki Minaj.
That's so stupid.
It's fucking dumb.
It's not a good, like, it's not a good comparison. It's just like, oh, Nikki, same first name. Like, you can do that with anybody. You can do that with, you can be like, oh, your name's Sam Wellington. More like Sam Smith. Like, it's not a good burn. I don't know.
You just gave me PTSD because, like, 2 days ago, I recorded a podcast with Sam Collins, and I accidentally called him Sam Smith, like, 3 times.
Oh, my God. See, you do it, too. Oh, no.
Well, that's different. I know why I did it. I did it because right before I started the podcast with him, I said, Nikki, please don't call him Sam Smith. I know that you have this name in your brain going on.
Oh.
Don't overthink it and then accidentally call him that because you're thinking about it. And then I did it.
Yeah, you jinxed yourself. Sam Smith. I want people to call me Sam Smith. My name's not Sam, but I think that would be funny. I think it would be funny if someone just called me a random celebrity name.
Yeah, I mean, Sam Collins, he didn't correct me on it at all. Like, at all. Like, he never said anything about it. And then, like, I messaged him later, like, hey, like, by chance, did I call you Sam Smith at all? I'm sorry.
I wouldn't have corrected you either. I'm really bad about that. Like, people, when I was growing up, people would get my name wrong all the time. And I would just go with it. Somebody was calling me Stephanie. They were calling me, like things that were not even remotely close to being my name, and they'd just be like, hey, Stephanie, and I just go along with it. I would never correct anybody about saying the wrong name for me.
I feel so bad because, like, honestly, most of the time I don't know anybody's real name. Like, I just call them like their channel name, and I think that's why I get caught on like calling people their first and last name. Like, when I had Chris James on here, like, I was just like, Chris James, hi, Chris James. Chris James did this.
Like, just the full thing.
Their username.
Just their whole tag.
Like, I honestly, I don't. I feel like at one point you have told me your real name, but I don't remember what it is.
So, wikitube.org says that my real name is Chelsea. Did you know that? That my real name is Chelsea?
Did you know that?
I didn't know. I had no idea, but that Wikitube does. They have some insane stuff on there. They're like, Chachad, parentheses, real name Chelsea, has 9 siblings. And I'm like, what? I don't have 9 siblings. My name is not Chelsea, and I don't have 9 siblings. There was something. Oh, they said that I was a software developer before I was a YouTuber.
That's cool.
I guess. I mean, Chelsea sounds like a really cool chick, but I don't know who it is. I have no idea who that is.
Like, I feel like that was somebody who was like, maybe trying to like prank you or something. Like if I personally was the person that made your WikiTube page and I was trying to be funny, yeah, I would say you're like 4'5".
I think that that might be what it is. I know that Famous Birthdays did that to me because I like pissed Famous Birthdays off. By,
you did?
I feel like I did. I have some, it's probably imaginary, but I have imaginary beef with Famous Birthdays because they kept DMing me and messaging me and I kept ignoring them. And so they just made something up for me. They just like made up a fake birthday.
What?
And they put, and on my Famous Birthdays profile, they say that I'm a famous TikToker with,
what?
And that I make TikTok content, and they only talk about my TikTok page, which is just like a throwaway kind of thing that I don't spend any time on that. But yeah, and they have me listed as a TikTok, so like a TikTok influencer kind of person, and they don't have my birthday right. So I think they're mad at
That's
me.
That's so funny. They might be mad at you. They're probably like, oh, she won't answer us. You know, fine.
You know what?
See if she likes this.
We're going to lie about you. Hold on. Let me make sure so I'm not just like slandering Famous Birthdays right now.
Spreading lies.
Yeah. So it still says that I'm a TikToker and they don't have my birthday on here. Variety of comedy. She has two family life. She has two dogs. And then it says Chad fans also viewed. And in the recommended, it has Bryce Hall and Bella Porch.
So similar.
We really make really similar content.
I still don't know who Bryce Hall is, and it's too late for me to find out now, so please don't tell me.
I won't tell you. I won't tell you. But I'm always getting him mixed up with somebody else, like another TikTok person. And so I'll see one of them and I'll be like, oh, that's Noah Beck, but it's not Noah Beck, and vice versa. I'll like see any TikTok star. I can't differentiate between them. Like I see them and I only think of like two names and I haven't learned the difference between any of them yet.
I don't know the difference between anybody. Like I don't even know the difference between Jake Paul and Logan Paul. Like, to me, they're the same human being. So I use their name very interchangeably.
Jake and yeah, I can see that.
Okay, so speaking of TikTokers, how do you feel about the TikTok ban? I don't know if it's gonna happen, but
I don't think it is. I think that it had to be a unanimous thing, and it didn't pass is the last thing I heard about it. The thing that like a good thing that came with the trial was that the TikTok format where one of the women at the hearing is like, asks the CEO of TikTok to please take a look at the screen. Have you seen that?
Yeah.
Mr. Chu, please direct your attention toward the screen. And then they just made a meme format accidentally. That's my favorite.
Such a good.
That's my favorite part. Those are so funny.
The trial itself is really funny. I forget what state they were doing it in, but they were very silly.
I don't remember. I stopped paying attention to it after a while because it was so stupid. Just the questions that they were asking, like the Wi-Fi question. Did you see that? Where he yeah. was like, but they were like asking the CEO if TikTok can connect to Wi-Fi, and it was.
Can TikTok connect to Wi-Fi?
Yeah. I'm trying to remember what his line of questioning was, but he was like, can it connect to Wi-Fi? And the CEO was like, yes.
We got him.
What do you say to that? Like, it takes so much. It takes so much patience to just, he responded in a really professional kind of way. But yeah, it takes a lot of patience to do that. Because he was like, can it connect to Wi-Fi? Can devices connect to Wi-Fi? And just like all these basic internet questions, like
it made me wonder if they prepared like at all for the conference.
I think that they need to they need to ask their questions to somebody else before they just go out in public and ask these questions. Like, they need to run it by someone first. And they're like, somebody who is on the internet pretty frequently and just be like, hey, does TikTok connect to Wi-Fi? And then that person can be like, that's a stupid fucking question. Take that one out.
Yeah.
Put a different one. Like, they need some kind of vetting system. Because they just, it's like they just jump in there. It's either that or they're just really confident in their lack of knowledge about the internet. Because, I don't know, when I'm not familiar with something, I don't usually, like, have the, because a lot of those people would, it would, they would be, like, trying to get a gotcha moment. Or they would be mm-hmm. acting like they had just had a gotcha moment, but it was just the stupidest questions. So I want to know where they're getting all the confidence from. I guess.
Yeah. And how can I be more like that?
Yeah, I want to know. I want to dive into things and like act like I know what's going on.
I want to have like zero self-awareness. I want to like make my life easier.
I want to be stupid too. I want to know what it's like to just feel like I know everything about a topic.
If anything, it was just like, it's almost comforting to see people so stupid sometimes. It's just like, oh, you know, like, they don't know what's going on.
Yeah. It's like, it makes them feel more human, you know? You're like, oh, I'm just kidding. It's not. It's not great because you're like, oh, these people are in charge of our government and they don't know how Wi-Fi works. Yeah. So that's really good.
Yeah. Pretty cool. Pretty cool, though.
It's really chill. Yeah, it's like funny haha, and then it's like funny what the fuck are we gonna do? We're doomed kind of thing.
It gets dark real quick.
Yeah, dark haha.
Have you ever seen that Justin Bieber interview where he like makes fun of the interviewer's laugh? The interviewer,
he's like, I like that laugh. Ha 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 ha. I can't stand Justin Bieber. Is that controversial to say?
I don't think so. I don't really hate him, but I also just feel like he's just here.
Yeah.
He's just here.
Yeah, I get that. I really just can't stand him. Like, he reminds me of this person that I know who's like an awful person, but also there's this video of him with Haley at an arcade where they're playing one of the basketball games and they're competing with each other. So they're like side by side and they're shooting the hoops. And then Haley beats him and she's taking an Instagram video and she's like, oh, I won. And then Justin screams. He screams at her. And he goes, baby, I wasn't even trying. And it's just like screams in this public arcade, just around so many people, like screams at her. And he's such a piece of shit. Like, he's so awful. Like, what? He was so mad. He was so mad about losing this it literally doesn't matter basketball game, but he was so pissed. It was like on Haley's Instagram story.
I can't believe that's real.
It's so insane, dude. I and she had it on her story. I feel like she probably deleted it after a while, but she posted it.
I thought he was, like, from the way he said it, like, I would have thought that he was joking at first, but then when she points the camera at him, he's, like, hiding his face in, like, shame.
Yeah. No.
So I take it that you didn't stream Yummy.
No, I didn't.
When he asked you to.
I didn't, no. God.
He asked you specifically to stream it all night with the sound up just a little bit, but not silenced. And you didn't do it.
Wait, did he say to do it just a little, turned up a little bit?
Yeah.
What? Why does that matter?
I guess maybe Spotify knows if you're having a song on repeat all night with like the volume just like all the way down, maybe. I don't know.
That's such specific instructions.
I'll read you his rules.
Okay.
He says, create a playlist with Yummy on repeat and stream it. Don't mute it. play at a low volume and let it play while you sleep. Buy the song on iTunes. Buy the song multiple times on Justin's website.
Oh my God.
If you are not from the US, you can download a VPN app, set the VPN to US, and then create a Spotify account.
It's like a homework assignment. God. Jesus Christ. That would take like a whole page. Like that's something your teacher hands you at the end of a lesson.
There's instructions for YouTube too. He says, don't repost the video. Link it instead. Stream on YouTube. Log out of your account. Don't skip ads. Don't mute it.
Don't skip ads. You can't just tell people not to skip ads. Like, why? Why does he think that he's entitled to people not watching ads? He also had that video where it was like some kind of competition. I don't know if it was like the fan who listened to Yummy the most amount of times would get a FaceTime call with him, and they get on the call and she's like crying or and he's like, did you buy my song or something like that? Did you see that one too? He's I can't stand him. He's just the worst.
he was also like, okay, cry yourself to sleep, bye.
Oh yeah, he did say that. That's insane.
I think you probably like erased that part from your memory just to like feel better, but I'm sorry, I had to remind you.
He said, go cry yourself to sleep.
This little kid. Okay, I feel so bad for that little girl, but that video is so funny in just like the worst way. Just because it's like, how is this real?
It's mind-boggling because it's like, did you just tell a child to cry themselves to sleep? And you didn't like, you didn't hear it in your head before you said it? And we're like, didn't second guess it?
Honestly, now thinking about it, you are right. Like, I feel like it's probably just like a horrible person to know. Like, he probably does not tip.
No.
Like, he's probably just like worse than James Corden, maybe.
Yeah. I don't know. He's just terrible. Like, he also had all that stuff from earlier on where he would like yell at, was it a reporter? He just has a long history of him yelling at people in videos. I think there's one where he's yelling at his mom too, like in the car, but I don't remember.
What?
I don't remember. He's just always yelling, dude. I feel like he definitely punches walls, you know?
Mm-hmm.
That's just, I don't like.
That's toxic.
I don't like his vibes. That's the vibe that
I get. Trust him.
Yeah.
Speaking of, well, actually, I don't know if this is a good segue. I'm just going to say it anyways. Fuck it.
It's
Speaking
okay.
of trusting people, how have interactions been with, like, your fans?
It's been good. I live in the South, you know, so it's, and kind of in a smaller town, so I don't really have many interactions. I'm going to VidCon, though. I am going to VidCon.
Nice.
But that'll be, like, the first event I've gone to where it's, like, subscribers interacting, like, subscribers there to interact with me, I guess, is that that would be the first instance of that. But everything else, like, when I've just met people, like, in a store, or I met a few people at a Renaissance fair pretty recently, so that was, it's been really good.
That's nice.
Yeah, it was really, I mean, but everybody's super nice. So, like, there's not a good story, like, an interesting story. Everybody's just really nice, and they come up to me. It doesn't happen very often. So whenever people, like, start looking at me in public, there's kind of this awkward, this awkward.
Like the, is it her type of thing?
Yeah, where they're, like, they're trying to figure out if they recognize me or not, and I'm trying to figure out if I'm doing something weird, because people will start to look at me and I'm like trying to make sure my tit's not out, or I have shit on me or something. I'm like trying, it makes me, I'm like, what's wrong with me? And then it's just that period where they're like looking at me really intensely. But yeah.
I hate that.
Yeah. Because
I love talking to nice people, but I hate the, like, tension of right before it when there's, like, a deliberation and, like, a moment of, like, am I going to go say hi or not? And I'm just, like,
yeah.
I'm way too awkward for this.
It is really awkward. It's, like, just that the period where you, like, you happen to glance at them and they're looking at you and you're, like, okay, I don't know. Because you don't want to assume that they're about to, like, say something to you. Because they might not be.
Yeah, because that feels like, it feels like stuck up to, like, assume such a thing. Like,
yeah.
Oh, you know me from YouTube? Okay, awesome.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know.
Like, you can't say anything because the ball's not in your court. So you just have to wait for them to either, you know. I mean, maybe they're trying to tell you that you dropped something on the floor. Like, you have no idea why somebody would be looking at you until they say something, so.
Exactly. I know there was, like, the whole situation with, like, Sneeko being, like, really creepy and weird and...
Oh, my God. Yeah.
I was just gonna ask, like, what was the internet like for you right after that happened? Did you feel like it was more, like, positivity, or was there, like, toxic people kind of coming to you?
I don't know, because I don't read my comments after a certain point, because if I post a video, I'll only watch or I'll only read the comments for a day or so. And then after that, I don't look at notifications or anything. So I don't know, because I mean, there very well could have been like a wave of people after he talked about me, people coming from his stream and like leaving comments at my videos, but I didn't see any of them because I avoid it for that reason. So I didn't like witness any of that stuff. I just got a bunch of like Instagram DMs of people sending me the video and like showing me the clip. So yeah, like the internet, it wasn't really positivity or negativity per se. It was just like, this dude said this stuff. And I think that it wasn't really even noticed until somebody talked about it.
First time I saw anything about it, I think, was from Nick's video.
Yeah, I think that might have been it. And then people started, like, reacting to it on stream. So then after that, it was, like, getting a lot more attention. It was really weird. It was kind of just, like, I was watching it happen. Like, I was the person involved, but I kind of felt uninvolved, you know, where I was, like, watching.
Like, removed from this
situation.
Yeah,
I was, like, really, yeah, that describes it pretty well. It was, like, all these people talking about it, and I'd be like, oh, that's crazy. But I was like the one who talked. I was like, oh, that's fucked up that he said that.
I mean, it's probably better that you had yourself like removed emotionally from it. So
yeah, I don't know. I mean, it was obviously like jarring to see it for the first time because of all the weird stuff that he was doing.
Yeah.
But I was like, after a while, I did become, like, removed from it. And, like, so, yeah, I just think it was crazy because it was not even a video that involved him that he was reacting to on his stream. Like, it was just one of my videos. And then he just started doing that shit. And I was like, you need to, like, calm down, dude. You're not even affected by this video. You're so upset. It was wild.
Like, one of my first questions when I saw that was, like, why was he even, like, watching a Chad video? Like,
I don't know.
You're not going to enjoy it. Like, what did you expect?
Yeah, like, I don't know. Like, and sometimes somebody, like, tweeted me or I saw some kind of comment and they were like, you, Sneeko, reacted to the video you made on him. And I was like, I have never made a video about Sneeko. Like, I've never talked about this dude. He just showed up, like, one day. He just showed up doing this. I have no idea. I didn't even know who he was until I started, like, getting spammed about it. So, yeah, I have no idea what prompted him to make this video. I think he challenged me to a fight also.
Really?
I feel like he did. I might be wrong because I haven't watched it in a really long time, but I feel like he said something about how he would be able to beat me in a fight. And I'm like, yeah.
What?
You're like six, you're like over 6 feet tall. What do you mean? he's like, yeah, I could fight her.
Wow.
Yeah.
So, sure. This is how he makes himself feel good about himself.
I guess. But he like couldn't even watch a video of me without talking about how much he wanted to have sex with me. So I don't know if us being in the same room is a good idea for him. Because he just like,
He might start like panting like a dog.
Like hyperventilating. He just like, he's so drawn to me. I don't know. It's not a good idea for him.
He just starts like sniffing the ground like, Chad's been here.
Oh yeah, yeah. Like just putting his nose in my seat.
But yeah, wow, dude. That is so crazy. Like, from like viewing the situation from your perspective is just so interesting, because I don't know, I felt like watching it unfold, I was like, dude, I want to like beat this guy up like on her behalf. Like, you know that picture that he always reposts, like with like the, it's like a collage of different creators that he doesn't like.
Oh, this the soy boy collage.
I want to be on there.
I do too.
I want to be his enemy.
I do too. I don't know why I wouldn't be
you
on
deserve
there.
Like to be
he
was on
so
there.
He was so pissed about my video. I don't know why I'm not on there. I mean, I didn't talk.
Right?
I haven't talked about him. So maybe I should do that, and then I'll get to be on the soy boy chart.
Yeah, literally. Like, I don't even think all of the creators on there necessarily have talked about him either. I think it's just people that he hates, and like,
yeah.
I don't know. I guess surprise, surprise, he doesn't think I guess a woman is like valid in being his enemy. So
yeah.
I don't know, maybe our chances
like,
of getting on the collage are
slim. I'm not enough of a threat to be his enemy, but he still wants to fight me in the ring. So I don't know. I don't know how that works.
Exactly. I was gonna ask you, what kind of music do you typically listen to? Like, I really like your style, and I like your, like, cool, they seem like they're, like, cool, like, thrifted shirts. Like, you'll have, like, a turtle shirt on, or, like, a random, like, like, super random shirts. And, like, I'm always like, what's this girl's music taste like? Because, I don't know, that's just what I wonder about people when I like their style.
Oh, thank you. I listen to, like, anything, essentially, is my music taste. I listen to a bunch of stuff.
What about yodeling?
Oh, dude, I fucking love yodeling. I love yodeling. I actually might have a yodeling song saved on my Spotify.
Really?
I might. I'm sure I do, because I listen to like that old country genre, so I'm pretty sure I do have a yodeling song in here.
Oh, that actually makes sense. Like bluegrass, kind of like Hank Williams leaning. Cowboy music,
yeah, like
country music before it got racist.
Yeah, before it was stupid. Yeah, stupid, stinky. This is hard to organize. Recently, I've been listening to a lot of Dylan Smucker. That's a country kind of thing.
I've never heard of him, but I do like his last name because it reminds me of a sandwich.
A sandwich. Yeah, sandwich.
Peanut butter and jelly.
The new Pinocchio soundtrack, that's on here. Have you seen
nice.
The new?
I haven't seen that, but I heard it's really good. The Guillermo del Toro one?
Yeah. I have two songs on here from that. They slap in a sad way, you know? There's one that's like a sad slap. It's Ciao Papa. It's so sad.
Is that like an original song from the movie?
Yeah, it's from the soundtrack. Like the when they're singing.
I've never seen any Pinocchio movie ever, so I'm like, Ciao. I thought Ciao Papa was the composer.
No, it's the name of the song when it's like a farewell kind of thing. It's really sad.
That is sad.
There's a bunch of stuff in here. There's Brenda Lee, you know, like the Emotions. Hold on. I don't know if you can even hear this. Can you hear that?
Yeah, I can. A little bit.
Do you know that song?
It's kind of cutting in and out.
Okay. That's okay. It's just like, trying to describe it. It's like 1960s. Kind of music.
That's sick.
And then I have the whole Pride and Prejudice soundtrack on here.
I've never seen that. Is Pride and Prejudice good?
The new one, like with Keira Knightley?
I've never seen that. I do like Keira Knightley. I liked her in parts of the... Oh, I get really nervous whenever I say this word. I feel like I'm gonna say it wrong, but Caribbean
Pirates of the Caribbean, yeah. I think that's good.
Some people say like Caribbean, so I just gives me anxiety.
I don't know, just call it the Jack Sparrow movie, I guess, or the Orlando Bloom movies. Oh no, that doesn't work because Orlando Bloom isn't in like the last two of them.
Who up Orlando Bloom?
Look up Orlando Bloom. You know he's married to Katy Perry.
He is?
Yeah.
Wow. That makes me question him.
Really?
I just feel like Katy Perry is very like, I liked her in like the 2010s when she was doing her California Girl thing. Like that's undeniably like iconic stuff. But now I just feel like she makes Sears music and I don't know.
I can't say I've heard a Katy Perry song that wasn't from the 2010s. I don't think I've heard any of the new ones.
There's like a newer-ish one. I think it came out in like 2015 or something, but it's like, I got the eye of the tiger.
Oh my God. I can't stand that song. I can't stand it. It was okay, and then you're right, they played it in like every H&M on loop, and now I can't stand it. It's grating.
She pains me. Also, I found out that she's not from California. So what the fuck?
Well, you can't be singing about California girls if you're not even a California girl.
Yeah. Like, what the fuck?
What?
Just feels like a fucking lie and a farce and a betrayal.
Fraud, betrayal, backstabbing.
It's like, I don't know why Katy did this to me. I also, like, recall in, like, the 2010, she had, like, a song called You're So Gay. And it kind of aged like milk. I'm not holding it against her, but if you do look it up, it's just like,
I don't remember this. Hold on. The first lyric is, I hope you hang yourself with an H&M scarf.
Dude.
While jerking off listening to Mozart. I haven't heard this song. How have I never heard this song?
It's basically like the whole song is just like 3 minutes of her like talking shit about a guy who isn't like manly enough.
Oh my God.
Like I mean the 2010s were kind of like still a time where people were just like freely being shitty. So I kind of get it. Maybe Katie's different, but I can't forgive her for the California thing.
Yeah, that's the unforgivable part. That was the worst. Mm-hmm.
That's the worst. I also my logic to it too was like, you know how she has like the song like I Kissed a Girl and I Liked It? I was like, maybe she's bi, so even though the song is still fucked up, like maybe it's kinda makes sense. Like she just feels like she could say that, but she's like, doesn't matter, but it's like she's not even bi. She's not even from California. It's like, what?
She's not from California. She's not bi.
It's just not looking good for her in my eyes.
It's a bad look for Katy. But yeah, I don't know, dude. I've got a bunch of stuff on here. I just like anything from any genre. Genre doesn't really matter to me. It's just like if I like the song, but then that doesn't necessarily mean that I'll like other songs from the same genre. It's just based on like a song by song kind of thing. So yeah, there's a lot on
here.
Very
true.
There's a lot on here.
Do you ever listen to music and at first you don't like it, but it takes you like 5 listens and then you're like, oh, this is the best thing I've ever heard. Has that ever happened to you?
I'm trying to think if there was a song where that happened so I can give you an example. No, I don't think so. I don't think that's ever happened to me. You know, the since we were just talking about Sam Smith, that song that they just came out with.
Is it the one with Kim Petras?
I think so. It's Unholy is the song of it.
Oh, yeah. Okay, that is the one I'm thinking of.
I think I was kind of waiting for that to happen because, you know, when they start doing marketing for songs and just like posting it a bunch on TikTok, they only do a specific part of it. It's just like 10 seconds of the song or something like that. I was like waiting to like the rest of the song because they were teasing it for a while. And the part that they were playing, I was like, man, I really don't like this song. But I was still waiting to, like, judge it until the whole thing came out. And then the whole thing came out, and I can't stand it still. I still don't like the song. So, no, I can't. I don't think I have. Have you done that?
I have. I'm trying to think of an example. It's kind of sad because I am the one who asked the question, but
you're like, oh no, I've never done that.
No, just asking. I don't know.
No, why? Why would I have done that?
Now that we're heading towards the end of the podcast, I wanted to ask you if, like, you've grown so much on YouTube, like within like the last 2 years, and I was just wondering if there was ever a time where you felt like you wanted to give up, or if you were just like, if you ever just felt like, I'm just going to keep being persistent. Like, what was your thought process when you were like growing?
I don't know. It was kind of 2021, like the summer, fall and winter of 2021. It was, my whole mindset was just kind of, it was a whirlwind kind of feeling, because it kind of came out of nowhere. And I wasn't prepared for anything. And so it kind of felt like I was trying to catch up to stuff. And I was trying to post on a regular basis. And then all of a sudden I had a following, and I felt like I felt like I wasn't keeping up with stuff like I should have been, like for the numbers that I had or the audience that I had. And I felt like I wasn't keeping up. I was like, I got to 2022 and I was like, I still don't have merch. I still don't have a good mic. And it just felt like for 2 years I was just like sprinting to try and catch up to all this other stuff. I just felt really unprepared, I guess. So it was mostly just, it was like a learning curve that I wasn't ready to be on, like a curve I wasn't ready to be on. So I was trying to figure all this stuff out. I was trying to figure out how, like, camera stuff and mic stuff and merch stuff and brand stuff, and it all came a lot faster than I would have ever imagined it did. So it kind of just hit me really hard, and then after that it was like a racing to catch up kind of thing.
So you're saying that there is gonna be Chad Chad merch?
I still don't have merch right now. I was kind of trying to figure brands out, because that's such a huge thing, where when you start working with brands, that's such a big task, I feel like, to figure out and navigate working with brands on YouTube videos. I feel like that took up a lot of my time, but no, I still don't have merch right now. Sorry. Maybe. maybe we do, maybe we don't. I don't know.
Well, I saw you had a little guy. What are those called again?
A little guy.
YouTubes. Yeah, you had a little guy. Dude, that's got to feel like a milestone for sure.
Yeah, it did. Yeah. I mean, that kind of counts as a merch thing.
It does. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So I have had merch then. There you go.
You had a little guy.
I had a little guy. Just a little Chad.
One Chad, not two.
Not two, just one little Chad.
Since it's been a little bit over an hour and I don't want to keep you too much longer, I'm going to go ahead and ask you like the final question, the final boss that ask everybody at the end.
Okay.
And the question is, do you have a favorite song and a favorite movie of the week that you could recommend to everybody?
Favorite song of the week. Hold on. This is hard. Hold on. Man, this is a hard question. Wait.
It can't be of all time, because I feel like asking favorite song of like all time or favorite movie is a little bit easier.
Yeah.
And I might also get like some people who say the same one. So I want to get some different recommendations.
Variety.
Every time.
Yeah. Can it be like, I've only liked three songs in the past week. So The top one.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, the top one. The top one is Self by No Name. Yeah, but in the album is Room 25.
I'm going to listen to that after this. I'm going to check it out.
And then movie this week is even harder because I've watched a bunch of movies. Because I was traveling a lot this week, so I watched a bunch of movies.
Like on airplanes?
Yeah, like on the plane. Man.
In the sky.
This is so hard. This is so hard. I can't think of any. The movies that I watched on the plane were not like, they were not very good. So I can't like give one of them as my favorite movie of the week because then everybody will roast me.
What did you watch on the plane?
On the plane, I watched, I watched Amsterdam. That one's pretty new. And then I also watched The Lost City with Sandra Bullock and Channing Tatum.
And very random.
Yeah, and then I watched The Italian Job from like 2001. So I don't know.
I like the way you said that.
Which one?
The Italian Job.
The Italian Job from 2001.
So what was the job?
It was Italian.
Or the Italian.
It's a heist movie. I'm going to have to say The Italian Job even though I've seen it before. Just because I really like heist movies. I love like every heist movie I see.
Cool. That's fair. I don't think I've seen too many heist movies, but if there's like a guy in like a striped shirt and like a hat and like he has like a big sack over his shoulder with like a giant like money symbol. I would love it.
I thought you were describing one of the guys who's like in a singing trio who's got a straw hat and a striped jacket.
Oh, like a barbershop quartet.
Like a quartet. I thought that's what you were describing and I was really confused.
Yeah, you know like how they have barbershop quartets in like every heist movie?
Yeah, and they like they rob banks. You gotta watch out for those quartet groups. They're just always stealing your stuff and singing.
And scatting like scuba da ba da.
As they steal the diamonds, just right out the door.
Scuba dee ba da ba da boo.
What's your favorite movie of the week? I want to know what yours is.
See, this is kind of fucked up for you to ask me that.
I want you to be in the hot seat now. There's actually a time limit.
Simply because
you actually have a time limit. You actually have like 30 seconds.
And that's when the barbershop quartet
comes. And then they're going to come in and they're going to steal all your shit.
Fuck.
You got to hurry.
I can already like hear them outside right now.
They're scatting right outside the door.
No, I've been recording this podcast with different people like almost every day this week somehow because like I've like anytime somebody says like okay to doing the podcast, I'm like okay, I'm like setting up right now, I'm like on my way, you know, so I feel like every day I've been saying oh this is my favorite song and movie of the week, but it's like literally been like less than 24 hours, so it's a little hard. But I will try to come up with another one. Oh, okay. So the only movie that I've seen since the last podcast is Flushed Away. So that will be my movie recommendation.
I love Flushed Away. That's a good one. There's actually a quartet.
I've never seen it.
There's a quartet in Flushed Away.
There is? I don't remember that.
The snails in Flushed Away are like all quartets.
Oh,
they like sing and they're like falling down on a balloon or something and they're always like
they're screaming too.
Oh yeah, they do scream. They do scream. But they also sing.
That's true. They scream and they sing.
They scream and
they sing. They were actually like that was like my favorite part of the movie was the slugs. It's kind of a cursed movie.
It kind of is.
It makes me uncomfortable because they're like supposed to be rats. But then they're, like, made of flesh only. Like, they don't have hair anywhere but their head. And, like, even when, like, the guy rat, like, takes off his shirt, it's just, like, flesh and, like, two nipples. It's just, like, very weird.
Yeah. Yeah, the texture of them is weird. Because the movie is claymation, right?
I think it's claymation, yeah. It has, like, that Wallace and Gromit tight beat look to it.
I haven't seen it in a while, but I remember really liking the slugs, because there's one slug that sings really low, and he hits a really low bass note, and I thought those were really funny when I was younger. So I think that's all I remember about the movie. And then, oh, and there's also soccer. They're playing soccer, and that matters.
Yeah, yeah. It mattered for some reason.
I don't remember why soccer mattered.
It's quite disturbing that the plot depends on a toilet flush. So, I don't know.
Yeah.
Feels a little weird.
Yeah, it's kind of gross. The first scene is gross, where he's, like, falling down the toilet.
Yeah.
I remember that. It's kind of gross, but, you know, everything good is a little gross.
That's true.
It's just...
like, my cat.
Like your cat. Yeah. What is the fruit that is, like, it tastes good, but it smells really bad? Which fruit is that?
This is news to me, so I don't know
There's some fruit that smells really bad, but it tastes good. Anyway, it's kind of like that piece of fruit.
Huh. I mean, to me, that doesn't really work, because I think part of tasting things is the smell.
Yeah.
So I feel like I wouldn't enjoy eating that fruit, but, you know, there's someone out there for that. So that's beautiful. Let's do a silly song for this week. I feel like I've been giving, like, actual, like, good sad song recommendations, so we'll just do a silly one.
Okay.
You gotta get out there, get out of the house, and listen to Pork and Beans by Weezer.
Ooh, Pork and Beans.
Pork and Beans.
Pork and Beans. Okay.
Baked Beans. Wait, I have to show you something before you go. Hold on. I don't want you to think I just say baked beans like that. Just because.
I wasn't judging how you say beans, but okay.
Well, just in case, you know?
Okay.
Go to this video and just watch 5 seconds. 5 seconds into it.
Mouse in baked beans.
Number 12. Wait.
Monkey attacks 100 people in 10 days.
In baked beans. Dude. He had like 2 syllables in there.
That's like one of my favorite channels ever. I don't actually even like watch their videos like for the content. Like, I just want to hear the guy's voice.
You just want to hear him talk about beans.
Yeah. He has like the best accent.
Baked beans.
Baked beans. There's another really good one in here. Hold on.
Number 19, mouse in baked beans.
Did he say mouse in baked beans?
Yeah. He's just silly like that. Oh, go to number 12. It's at 31 seconds.
Number 12, cockroach. 11, blood inside.
He waits like a whole like 0.5 seconds to say roach.
11, blood inside.
Wait, I missed it.
Number 12, cockroach. 11.
Why is he?
Number 12, cockroach.
I'm crying.
Dude.
Oh my god.
This is like my favorite thing to watch when I'm like sad. Not that many people know about it, which is upsetting. It's basically like the Australian version of like Chills. Like, you know how he just says like spooky things funny?
Yeah, yeah. Wait, what's it?
Side BLT. Number 10. Wait, 20. 11. Blood inside BLT.
Why does he say BLT like that? Blood inside BLT? Like, it's a question.
Okay, here, I'm gonna send you another one too. Just great for your personal viewing pleasure.
Oh, thank you.
Number 7, condoms found in food. At a McDonald's in eastern Pennsylvania in 1999, William Smith discovered a condom while eating his Big Mac.
Number 3, Hero Brian.
Number 1, Harambe. $100 million was invested in a bizarre ad campaign showing children.
No one will ever say, no one will ever say Harambe better than that.
Harambe.
he rolled his R.
Harambe. He said, bay.
$100 million was invested in a bizarre ad campaign showing children being disgusted with the Arch Deluxe and Ronald McDonald playing adult sports. Number 6, man urinates on fellow passenger for not being allowed to smoke. Number 5, the French fries. He donated a percentage of his crime money to charity and even opened up a soup kitchen in Chicago. Number 8, Abraham Lincoln.
Wait.
His disgust with his charity.
He even opened a, he opened a soup kitchen. Ugh.
And donated the money to
Donated the money to charity.
Number 8, Abraham Lincoln. Number 7, student watches porn and gets naked.
Number 6, racism. She began self-harming and apparently ate insects and even drank her own urine.
Number 3, man takes selfie with plane hijacker. Number 10, Mac Africa. Number 13, McPizza and McSpaghetti. The McPizza. Pizza. A made-to-order pizza took too long to make and basically resembled a hot pocket without the appeal. And the McSpaghetti, lasagna, or fettuccine Alfredo simply didn't match the products that competing restaurants had to offer. Number 7, McRib Mania.
What? I've never heard, I've never seen any of these videos. Oh my god. Okay.
I love those so much. I have one on my soundboard. I have number 5, cock.
Cockroach.
That's like my favorite thing. It makes me happy to show people, so thank you for looking at that.
Wow. Thank you for giving me this. This is amazing.
That, the gift.
It's a
the
gift.
That keeps on giving.
From the gods. Nikki, carry on.
Thank you. From the little guy.
The little varicose vein guy.
Yeah, little disgusting abomination man.
Aww.
He's an abomination and it's so cute.
Aww. It's like cute abomination.
Exactly. Anyways, so what's next for Chat Chat as we close this episode out?
Oh, God. I don't know. I don't know, man. I don't know. I have a couple new videos coming out that I've already filmed that I'm excited about. And also VidCon. I'm going to VidCon. Everybody should go to VidCon. That's in June of this year. I don't know what the dates are, but I'm going to be at VidCon. I'm going to have a meet and greet. So if you want to go to VidCon, then you should go to VidCon because that's where I'm going
to
be.
Are you going to go to Creator Clash?
Yeah, I am. I'm going to Creator Clash. Yeah! I forgot. Yeah, that's in like 2 weeks. Is that in like a week?
That's in like 1 week.
Oh my God. Yeah, I am going. Are you going?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Dude, I'm so excited.
Me too. I'm excited. It's going to be fun.
I've never seen people fight like outside of the context of like the streets. So, so it's kind of like cool.
Streets.
Like to see an organized fight.
Oh,
like, it's
yeah.
insane.
Yeah. This guy yelled at me today. I thought I was going to get into a fight on the street earlier today. This is unrelated.
Really?
I'm sorry. Yeah, he was like, I was coming out of Trader Joe's and he like screamed like to scare me. And then when I like scared the shit out of me and I was like walking away and then he called me a douchebag.
What?
I wasn't even.
For what?
I didn't even talk to. I was just walking out of Trader Joe's and then he scared the shit out of me and I jumped. And then he called me a douchebag for jumping, I guess, for being scared of his yelling. I don't
what the
know.
Fuck?
I don't know why. I don't know why I just thought of that. I'm sorry. But yeah.
That was a test.
Yeah.
That was a test and you failed.
I guess. I feel like I did something wrong, even though it was he was, like, shouting at me. I don't know. I don't know what happened.
That's so random.
Oh, my God. But anyway, yeah, I'm excited to see. I mean, I know a couple of the people were fighting, so I'm excited to go to Tampa and cheer everybody on. We need to make T-shirts.
Yeah, we do. Like, I feel like everybody who's fighting... Well, I actually don't know the full list of people who are fighting. I heard there's, like, some kind of beef with, like, iDubbbz or something. I don't fucking know. But I feel like most of the people that are, like, doing the event are, like, really nice. So I feel
yeah.
bad to, like, make a shirt that's, like, fuck that guy.
Yeah. No, we need like, the shirts with the glitter fabric glue. And we could put googly eyes on the people on the shirt. I think that would be fun.
I think that would be cute. I think they would appreciate that. And it wouldn't be distracting at all when they're in the ring.
No, no, no. No, no, no. The googly eyes aren't too much, I don't think.
And we could also put, like, tiny little, like, laser pointers on the shirt and just, like, shoot out at random
We can put
times.
Disco balls all over and, like, a flashlight and just, like, do this, mm-hmm. the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
Just to cheer them
exactly.
on.
Like flashlights, powerful ones that, like, project different shapes onto the mic. I think that'd be nice for them.
They would appreciate that. They've actually asked me to do that, so we're good to go.
Okay, cool. As long as we have the green light, so.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
As long as they signed a couple of things, just in case. Like, nothing's gonna happen, but, like, just in case.
Yeah. I mean, they signed it. Yeah, they signed all the paperwork.
Yeah, I just said, like, give me your John Hancock, and then they just signed away. Have you ever heard anybody call a signature a John Hancock?
Yes.
It's fucked up.
Why? What is that? Where did that come from?
I don't know who that is. I don't know. I'm actually going to look that up really quick.
Who is John Hancock?
Hancock was president of Congress when the Declaration of Independence was adopted and signed.
Oh.
He's remembered by Americans at large for his flamboyant signature
on
the Declaration.
I'm so stupid, dude. I knew that there was a John Hancock who had, like, a massive signature and took up, like, a big part of the page. But for some reason, I thought it was, like, a separate thing. I feel really dumb now. Yeah, he took up a really large spot and everybody else's signatures were, like, normal size. I remember that now.
That's not what I wanted it to be, so I'm gonna deny it, but it's
okay.
Good that you believe that.
Yeah, I mean, I'm a conspiracy theorist, so I could be totally wrong.
Yeah.
That's just a conspiracy. That's not what actually happened.
Number five,
John Hancock.
Roach.
Cockroach.
Harambe. All right, you guys, thank you so much for watching and thank you for being here, Chad.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, I almost forgot. I get in trouble every time I forget this, so I tell them to clean their room.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Then you tell them to clean their room. So, guys, actually, I was really mean last time, so I'll be gentle this time. Guys, just clean your room. Just clean your room. That's me petting you.
Okay, we're doing this. Should we hug them?
Should we hug them?
There you go.
Bring it in.
Go clean your room, guys. Just go do it. You can do it.
I believe in you.
We believe in you.
If this hug doesn't do it, then I don't know what will.
There you go.
Bye, you guys. Thank you so much for watching, and I'll see you next time.
Bye.